Okay, for this session, we have three wonderful presentations, and I know all of them are just packed with information, so hopefully we can get going and they'll all have time to share what they've brought for us. We're really honored to have a speaker who's traveled from Mexico to be with us. That's Mariela Salazar Hernandez, and she's the head of the Department of Conservation and Management of Collections at the National Sound Archive of Mexico. She has participated in the development of Mexican standard videographic and phonographic documents, conservation guidelines, and implementation of a chapter on sound bites for conservation of different formats, which will be published soon in Spain. She is currently a master's student in library and information science at the Universidad Nacional Autónoma de México. And her paper was also written by a fellow researcher at the university, Perla Rodriguez Resendez. Her paper is Panorama of the Conservation of Sound Archives in Mexico, and I present Mariela.
Well, good morning. It's a pleasure to participate in the ARSC conference. Thanks to ARC to give us the opportunity to participate in this meeting. The preservation of audio archive is one of the most important challenges in Mexico. Former, even though more than a decade ago, archivists began to address the issue of sound archive in academic forums. There is still a lack of awareness of the heritage value of audio documents. Some recordings that do not have effective conditions of storage, cleaning, temperature, humidity, are lost daily. Also, the sound archive had been inadequately handled and the super present progressive deterioration, thanks to the fragility of the media in which they were recorded. In this context, the paper describes the overview of the methods, techniques, and technologies commonly used in the preservation of audio archives in Mexico. The history of peoples is also rife with sound. For ever a century, the music, the voice of the shapers of history, indigenous language, the soundscapes and sound art had been recorded in sound bite. The recognition of the value of the audio documents is relative recently. Even when the first sound archives that was created in Mexico, dates from 1898, the sound heritage began to be the subject of public debate and interest over 15 years. Prior to this day, there have been the same professional interest archivists who have banded together in seminars for the change of methods and preservation techniques. To understand the sound archive panorama in Mexico, we would like to offer the vision in two ways. One, to listen some of the most important sound collection from Mexican archives. Two, show information and date about the number of archive sound collection and its location. Today, we know that the first sound recording was recorded by Carl Lundholz in 1898. Please, track two. Thank you. This is a song recording for Rarámuris people. The Rarámuris are an indigenous people from Mexico. This sound recording is important because, unfortunately, the indigenous sound in same case are in the risk to disappear. The Mexican national anthem recording in 1901 is another important sound recording made in USA in Camden, New Jersey, in a shellac disc. Aker with the research, Pavel Granados, Tristezas, a bolero recording in 1907, is the first sound recording in Greenau at Mexican popular music. It is also important to include in the first sound recording category the voice of Porfirio Diaz in the Mixes, the same to Thomas Alva Edison from the castle of Chapultepec. In 1909, a year before the Mexican Revolution. Track two, please.
Contestación que el señor general Porfirio Díaz, presidente de la República Mexicana, da a una carta del señor Tomás A. Edison.
Chapultepec, agosto 15 de 1909. Señor Tomás A. Edison. All right. Estimado y buen amigo, me refiero a su grata 8 de julio. Yo también, como usted, recuerdo con placer el tiempo aquel en que tuve la satisfacción de conocerle y conocer sus atrevidos experimentos, haciéndome partícipe de su fe inquebrantable en el grandioso porvenir de las ciencias.
There are a few recordings of the late 19th century found in Mexico. Most of the recordings were found in archives abroad. It is likely that the first sound archive created in Mexico came in 1939, thanks to research work performed by linguists and anthropologists from the National Institute of Anthropology and History. The research recorded, write records, music, and indigenous language of Mexico. The Sonar Chief of the National Museum. The Sonar Chief of the National Museum of Anthropology and History actually has some collection of traditional music and voice of indigenous people from Mexico. American research such as Thomas M. Stanford, Henrietta Yurchenko, Raoul Helmer did an important work in recording the sound patrimony in Mexico. In fact, the Stanford Collection and Helmer Collection were recognized as memory of the war in Mexico. Thanks to the work of this American research, today we have an important sound patrimony from the last century. Listen a sound recording from Thomas Stanford, please. On the other side, the radio was produced the largest sound collection from the end of the 1920s. From these years, there is recording for XCW, La Voz de America Latina, where we conserve the spot of Café Aspirina. Please. El último, Café, say Café Aspirina, please. Okay. From 1934 to 1958 was the golden age of radio in Mexico because the most important intellectuals such as Salvador Novo, Javier Villaurrutia, and Alfonso Reyes wrote screenplays for the radio. Concerning to academic radio, it is important to underline that Radio UNAM, yes, start its transmission on 1973. Radio UNAM recorded voice from Gabriel García Márquez, Octavio Paz, Carlos Fuentes, Juan Rulfo, and Roberto Rossellini. Thanks.
El pobre señor Don Pancho tiene dolor de cabeza, no puede salir del rancho, porque es muy grande el dolor. Su cara pálida y mustia parece la de un cadáver, pero recuerda su angustia, lo que le diera un doctor. ¡Ah! Sienten los reflejos de lo que le pasa, los animales de su propiedad. Thank you.
education made also an important production for more than 80,000 radio programs. Its collection has popular music from Mexico. The Archive of Radio Education recently was recognized by Memory of the World for having documents over the last 20 years' music from the Encuentro de Jananeros.
Una mujer que por feo no me quería, que por feo no me quería, me despreció una mujer. Y al momento le hice ver que será una tontería, me hubiese mandado a hacer que a su gusto me tendría. Ay, que sí, que no, muchachos, tengan recanto.
Ay, que sí, que no,
no echen a perder su vida.
Ahora sí, mañana.
Oh, okay. Well, an important song collection in Mexico is the archive from the Song Archive of the Commission of Mexican Indigenous People developed. This archive has more than 300,000 indigenous music, language, and radio production from 21 indigenous radio stations in Mexico. Following a qualitative review of some of the most important song collection in Mexico, I invite you to look at this map. They'll show the distribution of sound archives. We can see that the most important are located in the center of Mexico. In Mexico City, State of Mexico, and Puebla. It represents 83% of the total sound archives. Also, of the north, in Sinaloa, Durango, just 3.7%, while in the Pacific region, comprised of Veracruz, Oaxaca, Aguascalientes, Colima, and Guerrero. These specialized centers amount to 9.4%, while in the southern, like Campeche and Yucatan, figure only 3.7% of the total. It is important to consider that 47 of these files, 88% are owned by public institutions and only 12 are private. However, there are several institutions or private collectors who have important sound bites, but they have not formed a sound archive to preserve them, nor have approached institution for preservation. As you can see through this map, our country is located in Tropic of Cancer. We have an extreme temperature and high humidity. For example, in the north, temperature ups to 50 degrees Celsius or more in springtime, while in south we can have a higher relative humidity of 70%. Also, in the center of Mexico City, we have drastic change in temperature and humidity in one day. This fact is not very favorable for the conservation of sound bites, and therefore requires large investment or special buildings to control humidity and temperature of such collection. In fact, only 7 0.6% of some collections have systematized temperature and humidity control, although it is not worth it that are the files that have a greater number of audio files, including the National Sound Archive, the National Commission for the Development of Indigenous Peoples, Radio UNAM, and Radio Educación. Natural disasters are another factor that threat the permanence of sound recordings. Earthquakes, floods, and fires are risk factors, as human error resulting from lack of knowledge and training of people who are in charge of this archive. Mexico began more than a decade rescuing his sound memory. Today, we know that more than 900,000 documents record and analog media are protected. Okay, some proposed art build critical and practical groups working in a systematic and organized way around some files. Two, Sinsite is responsible for cultural police and sound archive and documents. Three, to influence the formation of a group of professional training in handling sound archive driving training programs in the country in a systematic and continuous. Four, the sound documentation is an emerging discipline from Mexico that should be part of the plans and curriculums of university and higher education. Hence, it is necessary to focus on creating other lines of multidisciplinary research into sound files. Five, create a social network for sound documentation, allowing a space for the exchange of ideas and projects for the sound archives. The risk of loss of sound collection is latent. There is much work still to do. Financial resource, training, collaboration between files continue in projects. Well, we have taken the first steps, but the future demands a lot of work. Please. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you very much, Mariela. We do have time for a couple of questions. Does anybody have something they would like to ask Mariela about their work in Mexico?
Thank you for your presentation this morning. How much support, both financially and politically, do you feel you're getting from the government in this effort to preserve your sound archives?
Okay, can you, me puedes traducir? Sí, me dice que las políticas en México.
¿Qué cuánto, cuándo te apoya el gobierno?
There's a national phono archive.
Yes. Y ella se encarga de hacer el rescate de todos estos archivos, pero no puede hacerlo de todos. Estamos hablando de que la fonoteca inició hace menos de 8 años.
Okay, so the National Fonoteca Archive, which is the sound recording archive, was established 8 years ago, and it's a government institution, and its mission is to compile and take care of all these sound recordings, but there's a lot of work to do.
Pero Fonoteca, la Comisión Nacional para el Desarrollo de los Pueblos Indígenas, Radio UNAM, están colaborando para poder rescatar el patrimonio sonoro de México.
¿Y las tres instituciones reciben dinero?
Fondos, sí. Yeah. Fonoteca Nacional se le asignó un dinero.
Fonoteca Nacional.
Fonoteca Nacional, Comisión Nacional para el Desarrollo de Pueblos Indígenas, Radio UNAM y Radio Educación.
Okay, so there's two radio stations, education, an educational radio station, and another one that I can't remember. And then there's the Fonoteca, and then there's the Committee for the Rescue of Indigenous Peoples' Culture. And all of four of those are national institutions that receive money from the government.
Okay, maybe one more question. Anyone else? Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.